Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is sanamhlanje silapha ku James chapter 1 sifunda ku verse 2 ukuya ku 4 lifundeka kanje nge NIV translation ithi consider it pure joy my brothers and sisters whenever you face trials of many kinds because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, the best thing about this verse, it opens with a phrase, consider. Manje, to consider is to think about. To consider is to observe. To consider is to weigh out. To consider is to intend. We are given an opportunity to decide whether to be sad or depressed or to lose our joy. The reason we need to consider it pure joy, it is because joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the midst of all the trials as is faced, we need to be strong to face them. Therefore, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, which as is needed in order not to lose our hope, no matter how many trials we face in our lives. Manje kuzaga Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. Lithi, the hope of the righteous is joy. Ithemba labangcwele injabulo. Therefore, if siluza leli themba lethu labangcwele elinjabulo, during those trials of many kinds, it means we have lost anything that we can hold ourselves onto. Ngoba I hope it's what we hold on to. Yo, it is an anchor esibambelela kuyo. Manje lapha kuzaga zethi ku verse 5 elisitshela ukuthi weeping may enjoy for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Uyabona amapillows esilala kuwo. Ayazazi inyembezi esizikhiphayo uma silele noma abantu bengasiboni kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu linesethembiso esikhulu elithi weeping may enjoy for a night but joy comes in the morning and the reason ukuthi siyafunda nakumahubo u-143 verse 8 lapho elithi athi uDavide let me experience of faithfulness love in the morning for I trust in thee. Manje uma uNkulunkulu kuvuka ekuseni kukhona izinto asiphethele zona and njengoba noDavide esho ethi let me experience your faithful love in the morning for I trust in thee. Manje therefore joy comes in the morning ukuze si experience the faithfulness kaNkulunkulu ukuze leli themba esinalo likhule manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola na ku Isaiah ku chapter 12 ku verse 3 lapho lithi with joy we will draw water from the wells of salvation ngenjabulo sizokha amanzi emthombeni wensindiso manje uyabona ukuthi joy ibaluleke ngendlela eyisimanga yiko lokhu leli lizwi lithi consider it pure joy my brothers and sisters whenever you face trials of many kinds manje you need to consider ukuthi I will never lose this joy ngani ngoba the joy of the Lord is our strength and with this joy it is the one esizokwazi to draw the waters from the wells of salvation njengoba no Jesu wathi lapha ku John chapter 7 ku verse 38 whoever believes in me out of the belly shall flow the rivers of the living water Ati uloyo okholela kimi out of his belly shall flow the rivers of the living water. Manje in our belly kunalento bangcwele eyinjabulo kunemithombo uNkulunkulu ayifakile ngenxa yensindiso. Manje yiko lokhu leli lizwi Isaiah athi with joy we will draw the water from the wells of salvation. Insindiso bangcwele kukhona into esiphathele zona, kukhona into enayo insindiso. Yiko lokhu manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you felt many kinds of trouble. You know what the enemy does? Uma isitha sizokuattacka, one thing ezoyenza ukutshontsha ijoy yakho. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi joy of the Lord is our strength. Manje, secondly, another important thing, when we face trials of many kinds, the Bible tells us that we need to know. Kudingeka ukuthi sazi. Ngoba abantu abangazi, uma befacea many trials of any kind, bashona ngale ngale, bayobuza ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngani? Ngoba abazi. And siyakhumbula uJobe lapha ku 19 ku verse 25 athi, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I, not another. How many hearts yearn for him? Manje siyabona ukuthi into yamenza uJobe ukuthi kulama trials of many kind adlule kuwo ukuthi wayemazi uThixo wakhe. Noma unkosikazi wakhe sekethethuka lo Thixo wakho, uthuka lo uNkulunkulu wakho, wathi mfazi uyislima la. Ngani? Ngoba wayemazi uThixo wakhe ukuthi esimene esinje, njengoba athi, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. Akathanga ngizombona masengambile emhlabeni. Uthe in my flesh I will see God. Njengoba no David esho athi will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Kukhona izinto ezethu ekufanele sizibone zikaNkulunkulu ezingalindi ukuthi size sihambe emhlabeni, but sizibona sisaphila. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, in the midst of trouble, usiyathola ukuthi uJob uttered those words, what I know. Nathi bangcwele, njengoba izwi lisho elithi, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know. uNkulunkulu bangcwele iconcern ngabantu abangazi. Ngoba uthi uNkulunkulu, my people are perishing for the lack of knowledge. Ngoba uma uhlangabezana nenkinga, kukhona abantu abaqala ukunuka abanye abantu, kuqala abantu abaqala ukungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, aze athuke nabantu bathi ngumKristu, why you face so many trials, so many trials in your life, bese alahla phansi ithawuli amyeka loNkulunkulu ngenxa yama-trials ahlangabezana naye. Ngani? Ngoba akazi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uPetro naye lapha ku 2 Peter 1:2 uthi, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Uthi, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Meaning that the grace and peace, you cannot have it in abundance unless you come to a place of knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Ngani? Ngoba ukuthula, igrace nokuthula bangcwele ngeke kube nako. Ngoba kuze ngokwazi uNkulunkulu nokwazi uJesu Kristu, noma izimo zifika wena uyazokholelwa kuye. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, through the knowledge of God, we have this grace and peace. Siyakhumbula uShadrach noMeshach noAbednego bathi mabe inkosi ibatshela ukuthi uma bangalahlile uNkulunkulu wabo bayongena emlilweni. Siyakhumbula ukuthi impendulo yabo bathini? Bathi even if. They never said what if, but even if. Ngani? Ngoba bebemazi lo Thixo wabo ukuthi in all things God works for good to all those who love him and who are called by his purpose. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kudingeka namhlanje abo even if. noma izinto sezivela sithi even if kodwa ngani ngoba ngiyamazi lo engithemba yena. We need to understand that uNkulunkulu never uses anyone greatly unless he tests them deeply. God tests us and uNkulunkulu tests our faith before he entrusts us ngezinto zakhe. Siyathola ukuthi even the Holy Spirit some leader uJesu Kristu ukuthi ayotestwa. And what test emveni koko maka sehlulile waqala iministry yakhe. UAbraham was tested uNkulunkulu waze wathi uThixo kuye lapha kuGenesis 22 wathi now I know. Ngani ngoba uma ngadlalanga etestini yonke into idlula etestini. Bonke abantu abahambe noNkulunkulu badlule etestini ukuze uNkulunkulu abone ukuthi uhamba nabo bani. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi ukuze uye to another level ngisho nasesikolweni nisho nasesimeni ukuthi udlule ematestini. Uma ungazange wadlule testini kwabonakala ukuthi wakhiwe ngani esikhathini esiningi God is not able to use you nokukuthemba ngoba akazi ukuthi wakhiwe ngani. Njengoba lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu yonke even nemisebenzi yethu iyodlula emlilweni. Manje uma sibona kukhona nesisho esithi from dark clouds we get precious water, from the dark mines we get valuable jewels, and from our darkness trial comes the blessings of God, our blessings from God. Manje, let me say this morning, gold is gold, but unless it goes through the fire, it has no value. Igolide kufanele lidluliswe emlilweni. Lingazange ladlule emlilweni igolide noma lingaba khona alina value. UNkulunkulu test us, but the devil tempt us. Manje lapha uJames 1 verse 12 ithi, blessed is the man who persevere under trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him. Kunezethembiso bangcwele. Blessed is the man who persevere under trials, because when he had stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him. A person gets tested the most when she or he is about to be blessed. Manje iverse lapha kuJames ithi, the testing of our faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must finish its course. Kukhona izinto ekufanele zipheleliswe ezimpilweni zethu bangcwele, even nayo le perseverance. Iperseverance is more than the endurance. It is an endurance combined with assurance, and certainly that what we are looking for is going to happen. Lapha ku Hebrews chapter 10 ku verse 35 lithi, so do not throw away your confidence. It will richly reward you. Which means, in one word, persevere in the midst of all trials. Lapha ku 1 John 5 verse 14 lithi, uma silifunda 1 John chapter 5 ku verse 14 uma silifunda bangcwele John uthi uverse 14 wakhona kulento lithi leli lizwi lapho, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask for. That is why the Bible says, so we must not throw away our confidence. It will richly reward us. Siyazi ukuthi bangcwele, iconfidence yiyo eyenza ukuthi uDavide akwazi ukuma phango Goliyati. Abanye betatazela besaba kodwa wangena ngeconfidence ngokwazi uNkulunkulu wakhe. Waze wathi uma engena wavela zangabheke nokubheka uGoliyati kodwa wabheka ama benefit okunqoba uGoliyati. Waze wathi ubani wena mfilistina othuka uNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli, wena mfilistina ongalukanga, ngani ngoba he had no covenant with God lo mfilistina. Manje Isaiah chapter 3 verse 24 assures us that the Lord will be our confidence and we will keep our foot from being snared. Uma siphitha iconfidence kuNkulunkulu in the midst of all those trials. And the Bible tells us ukuthi God will be our confidence and will keep our foot from being snared. Manje ngeke sikhubeke bangcwele uma sibambelele kuNkulunkulu sinalolo lwazi likaNkulunkulu in the midst of the trials. Sikhumbula noEsther ngokwakhe when he approached the king after they prayed nabako seSusa. Uyabona uEsther zangabize uNkulunkulu ukuthi akhuleke naye kodwa wabiza abaseSusa wathi ngicela sikhuleke nalabo abantu ngoba ngeke ukhuleke khona abanye abantu ngeke ukhuleke nabo ngani ngoba abana faith. Manje wathi noma seke approacha inkosi siyakhumbula lapha ku Esther chapter lapha kuncwadi ka Esther chapter 5 ku verse 1 to 3 simfunda lithi on the third day Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hands. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king asked, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to the half of the kingdom, it will be given to you." "If it pleases the king," replied Esther, "let the king together with Haman come today to a banquet I've prepared for them." Manje siyabona ukuthi lokhu kwenza iconfidence abe nayo emkhulekweni, abe nayo kuNkulunkulu ukuthi sesikhulekile and ngiyoma phambi kwenkosi and sengimile phambi kwenkosi ngiyozi invite mina ngoba phela kwakungavumelekanga ukuthi the queen as engabizwanga but yena waya boldly with confidence. That is why izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu you must not throw away our confidence for it will reward us. And in the midst of all trial it is kaNkulunkulu. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let the perseverance reach its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. There are people abamkhonza uNkulunkulu, but they are still lacking in some things. Abantu abanye kudala basindiswa, uma ngali ukuthi why manga iphambili, ngani ngoba kukhona izinto as balahlekelayo. Uma they face many trials, they give up their confidence kuNkulunkulu. Manje siyabona ukuthi iconfidence important bangcwele ukuthi sibambelele kuyo njengoba nezwi lisho kuHebrews 10 elithi do not throw away your confidence, it will richly reward you. Iconfidence bangcwele siba nayo in the midst of trials ukuthi noma isimo sinje but my God inomi sifo sinje uNkulunkulu ngiyamazi ukuthi uzophendula njengayo uJob esho ngokwakhe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ithi consider it all joy when we face many trials of many kinds, because we know that the testing of our faith produces perseverance. It is because perseverance is what turns our dreams into reality. Perseverance produces the greater glory after the greater trials. Simbonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni sesivala ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje angazi ukuthi wena udlula kuphi, angazi ukuthi ziningi kangakanani ezikushayayo, kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni lithi consider it pure joy when you face a trials of many kinds, ngoba sezidlulile lezo zinto kukhona into ozoyithola. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu selithembisile bangcwele ukuthi sesidlula kuyo yonke into, kukhona lokho esizokuthola kuNkulunkulu, asidluli nje. Manje iNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni ukuthi anything or any season and any circumstances must not steal your joy. Hold on to your confidence. Ngani ngoba the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy we'll draw up the wells from our salvation. Simbonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Hayi siyadluliswa bangcwele kodwa agcini zona. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristo usesinqobele konke. yonke silwa impi esenqotshiwe sidlula kuma trials asehluliwe ngani ngoba uJesu wahamba wasidlulisa kuwo yiko lokho wasinikeza neprayer ukuthi masikhuleka sithi don't lead me to temptation masikhuleka uini ilord's prayer ekseni kwanamhlanje simbonga uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu akwenze kahle aqinise usadlula lapho ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. This is Apostle Quinn. In Jesus' name, amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.